Heading to the Roscoe Beer Thunder Line. We met this guy back in 2012 at the Delaware County Fair. At that time, he was opening for Rodney Atkins. First time we had a chance to hear something about a truck. We talked to him a little bit after that, and that's when he told us it's Kip, not Justin Moore. And man, what a career he has had since on the Roscoe Beer Thunder Line. Good morning, and welcome to Thunder Country to Kip Moore. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, guys. I'm good.
I
appreciate it.
Oh, it is so great to get a chance to talk to you. We are thrilled. After all these years, you are finally coming to Bethelwood Center for the Arts. You're finally coming back to Thunder Country. We're really looking forward to it. And what a ride it's been for you since we had a chance to meet you back in 2012. It has been amazing.
Hey, it's been a wild ride, man. I can't wait to get back to I get a little hazy on those things and listening to you talk about it, the days of opening for Rodney Atkins and stuff. And with the ride that we've had, we really have been blessed as a band. That's for sure.
Well, I tell you, a lot of times people don't realize the hard work that goes into getting to where you are with the number ones that you've had. Michelle and I just had a chance to see you perform on the Ryman stage during country radio seminars, and you took a few minutes to talk before you did your song, and it was so cool, to hear you to talk about, what the past few years have been like for you. And again, we were just so proud to know that we met you way back at the very beginning, which at that time you had so many years into. But we just wanted to personally say to you, congratulations. It really is fantastic.
I appreciate that a whole lot, man. I really do. Yeah, I mean, there's been ups and downs, and we kind of, we're kind of absent. We had a great ride with stuff being played on the radio, and then we kind of went dark for a little while. And so we're always grateful, to be where we're at, and when our songs get played, and all those kind of things, man. There's been so many stations that have just stuck with us through thin and thin, thick and thin, and we're at that point in our career, we're grateful for every little, step we get.
That's fantastic. And you say, you took a little bit of a break, you went dark for a while. When you come back, boy, did you ever come back. Loving the new song. And let's talk about that, the new song, the new project, what you have in the works, and what's going on with this tour.
Yeah, I mean, the new song is one of those songs that actually came from a place of just learning that as you were younger, the word, love, recklessly, it's thrown around. And, I think a lot of times, people misuse it, and you claim to love somebody, but you try to keep them in a box because that makes you feel more secure about your situation. And I learned from somebody, that when you really care about somebody, you want to see them have the world, and you want to see them have everything they've ever dreamed of. A lot of times that means that you're not going to be included, but you care about the person enough to see them want to do this thing. And then that's what the song embodies, is what I think the real meaning behind that word is.
And the song is doing so well, and it was so cool to hear you perform that in Nashville.
I appreciate it, man. It was fun to do a strip down like that.
And, one thing that I've realized, Kip, from the beginning, we saw you perform up at the Delaware County Fair, and just you and two backup guitar players that day. And then we've seen you, do big live shows as well, and then see you just do an acoustic set on the stage at the Ryman. Where does your performing maybe mentors come from? Like, who did you look up to when it comes to actually getting on stage and performing?
Oh, wow. Golly, so many great ones. Where I came from, as a kid and stuff, like, I didn't have a chance to see shows. Like, nobody came to our town and played concerts, and nobody, I honestly just had to feel, as I've gotten older and I've gotten out, being in musicians and being around other performers, I've been able to, watch what they do. But, my whole adolescent years, I never got to see that. So I kind of had to just feel it out on my own. I was playing the bars by the time I was 19, 20, and I had to just figure it out. I had to figure out what works and what doesn't work.
Well, and one thing I love about watching you perform is that, you know, you put so much emotion behind the music, and you know, you, I don't want to say you're acting it out, but in a way you're acting out the song for us. You know, you feel it so much more instead of somebody just getting up there and playing, which is something I can't do regardless. But, you know, it's something that, you know, a lot of people can just get up and play a guitar and sing a song. But you put so much emotion and so much meaning.
I write all my own music, so I'm connected to all my music. So, I mean, I do feel it. You know, I mean, I feel this stuff that I play, and I care about what I do. And I think that shines through in the show, and I think that's, you know, why we've gained the fans we've gained. You know, this whole tour has just been insane. It's the fan that keeps, you know, doubling, tripling in size, and because we give all we have on stage every night as a band. So, and that's just the way I perform.
Well, you're kicking off the Edible Arrangements of Orange County Country Mega Ticket Series at Bethelwood Center for the Arts, the original site of the 1969 Woodstock Festival, by the way. So you're going to be on hallowed ground here with Miranda Lambert and Brothers Osborne. And tickets are going on sale on Friday. And I know our Thunderheads are so excited about it. Really looking forward to it.
Thank you, guys. I'm looking forward to it, too.
All right, Kip, before we let you go, I got to tell you, you know, and I've got to be honest with you. I think you kind of caught me, though, back when we had a chance to introduce you, and we've talked about this on the air many times. We were there, and we were going to introduce Rodney Atkins, and the gang from the fair came up and said, hey, would you guys mind introducing the opening act? And at that time, quite frankly, we hadn't met you before, and quite frankly, hadn't heard about you before. And I remember I went backstage, and your guitar players were back there, and they gave me your picture, and on the back of the picture, I wrote down, you know, MCA artist and a few little things about you. And we had to go right on stage, and we normally don't write things down, but I had to because I wasn't familiar with this guy. And I remember I held it up telling the crowd that we forgot the video screens, but this is the video screen so I can look up at the back and see some notes about you. And I thought I got away with it until I turned around and you were standing right behind me.
And that is funny.
And I felt like I felt like a fool.
So, oh man, it's all good, dude. It's all good.
No, we still don't let him live it down. So.
No, matter of fact, it's still on the website for the Delaware County Fair. Me holding it up with you standing behind me, and me not knowing you were there.
That is funny, man. I'll have to check that out.
Well, I try to get away with it. Kip, we cannot wait till you're here in Thunder Country. We will be broadcasting live from Bethelwood Center for the Arts. We'd love to have you stop up and join us live on the air that day before the show, if you could. It would be great to get a chance to, again, face-to-face say hello to you, all right?
All right, guys. I'll take care.
Ciliberto and Cimarano, weekday mornings on Lightning Hot Country. Thunder 102. Thunder 102.